High Five Casino.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 3, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com, I hope you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, the night is over in the NFL draft. Three rounds are in the books. Two games in the NBA are waiting on Minnesota and Phoenix. T-Wolves up at halftime, 59-53. We'll get back into what Indiana did in Milwaukee today and Dallas taking a 2-1 lead over the Clippers. But first, I want to say this. You're welcome. I told you, big, bold prediction, we were going to see all kinds of chaos in the NFL draft the first day. We were going to see six quarterbacks taken in the first 15 picks, and I overestimated. I'm sorry, but I'm going to take the W. I told six in the first 15, and it was exactly how I laid it out. First three picks are going to be quarterbacks, then a little bit of a break, and then you're going to see a run around the 8 through 12, 13, 14 mark, and that's exactly what happened. When quarterbacks start flying off the board, everybody panics. People don't panic about defensive ends or wide receivers or run. No, but they panic about quarterbacks. Everybody was coming off by pick 15, and all six came off by pick 15. You're welcome.
Well, and then we had all those rumors that you may have been close, at least in principle, to a trade that would have sent Justin Herbert somewhere. So, I mean, yeah, we really could have had the chaos scenario, and Frostberg would have come in with a machete and just taken you out.
How are you so right all the time? I don't understand.
Why do you got to be right about this one? You could be wrong about a lot of crap. Why you got to be right about this one? But, yeah, look, six go off the board and 13 picks, and now we wait and see about, you know, what the rest of the plan is to build around them. Still a lot of movement expected, and especially at the wide receiver position. All the rumors about trades, are we still going to see things consummated, or is everybody going to play nice sandbox as we finish off the draft? It's great fodder as we get to the next iteration of the offseason.
Now, when we look back now, no quarterbacks taken today, so still a bunch on the board now for the fourth round and beyond, which, what do I tell you? I would take quarterbacks rounds 4 through 7 every year, right? See who works out, who you keep up. I'd take Spencer Rattler, then I would go on and I would take Tagovailoa at 4, 5, 6, quarterbacks all through. The rest of the guys I can sign. Quarterbacks all the way through. Of the six picks so far, of the six quarterbacks taken, we'll get back into Michael Penix coming up in a little bit, because there's a bit of a silver lining for him. Even the pick still stinks. I'm not going to tell you anything different. The pick still stinks, but there's a bit of a silver lining for him. The team that I felt got stuck and they couldn't trade the pick and they had no choice but to do what they did, but I feel like the Patriots got stuck at three with Drake May. I mean, if Drake May was the Patriots guy, this is what I tell them. I don't know how thrilled they really are with Drake May, because if he was their guy, the Patriots would not have had feelers out there saying, hey, we could move off the number three pick, because they know what's going on at one and two, right? They know that, okay, Caleb Williams is going number one, Jaden Daniels is going number two, right? They would not have threatened. They know that if they love Drake May and they loved May being their guy, okay, we're excited to be at three. We're not trading out. No one's thinking of trading out, right? And before you say, oh, but due diligence, no one's calling the Bears to say, hey, will you trade the number one pick, right? No one's calling the Commanders saying, will you trade the number two pick? No, they know what's happening there. They know the quarterbacks are going 1-2. And if you're the Patriots, okay, say something crazy happens at two and Drake May is picked or somebody else picked, then you're getting Jaden Daniels, who's a better quarterback. So if you were happy, then you would not have seen anything from the Patriots about, hey, let's throw it out there and see if somebody comes up and says something great and says something crazy. Because as much as you want to say, hey, okay, there's crazy stuff going on, look at all these draft picks we got, you need a quarterback more than anything else. You're drafting third. These are the years you draft quarterbacks, right? This is when you go, you draft quarterbacks and you draft high, because this is where you get the choice and make the best decision you can, because you have the biggest choice out there. Drake May is still the number three quarterback off the board. He's the third best guy. Is he going to be great? You have some people that like Drake May. Look, I like Drake May. Is he going to be unbelievably good? He's got detractors too. But I could just tell. But that's irrelevant, because I could just tell the Patriots were not enamored and in love with him, because there's no way they would have thrown out there, hey, come up and give us a big offer, we'll trade out of this. If you need a quarterback, man, and you like that guy, you're taking that guy. There's nothing that can be offered to you saying that would make me move out of that three spot. So the minute I saw that, I really thought they were going to move out. And I don't know if it was a case where they asked for too much, or the return wasn't going to be enough for them to move out of the number three position and move down. But I feel like they got stuck and they decided, all right, we'll take Drake May here because we need a quarterback, and are we going to pick this high again? And we kind of talked ourselves into and backed ourselves into getting stuck with taking Drake May.
Yeah, because you go back to some of the comments from Mayo, a month ago, 6 weeks ago, we chronicled it here, talking about, you know, it's not all about the quarterback. And all along in this process, got the distinct feeling that they were going to trade back. And we've argued it a bunch, saying, look, your roster stinks. In division, you are 4-4, and it ain't close. Right? There's no other way to put it. So going and getting the quarterback and starting the all-important clock that everybody gets so enamored with talking about quarterbacks, well, what are you going to get? You're going to get Mac Jones again. Right? You got nothing around him. And now we're a couple of years in and we have to make a decision because things haven't progressed. And so why I didn't understand why there wasn't. So, you know, as you lay out, I guess the hall just wasn't there, right? That the separation between Williams, Daniels, and then next was enough that nobody felt compelled to go up to that level, or to give up whatever day twos or next year's number ones might have been in the ask. So now you've got a guy that you have to sell that he's your guy. And you still have to build a competent team around him. Good luck.
You know, and right? that's why we thought the Patriots would trade the pick, because think about everything else around the Patriots coming into this draft. Belichick is not the head coach for the first time in 20 some odd years. It's a new way of doing things. Mm-hmm. It's a new everything. Gerard Mayo is trying to change the culture. He's trying to do a lot. Now he's going to have a little bit of rope to work with, because he is a Patriots guy. He is someone that gets the blessing that comes in. So have a little bit. But bottom line is the guy's got to win. Patriots haven't won in 4 years. And now, so you're coming in and saying, okay, my career as a head coach here in New England is going to be tied to Drake May. Like, are you real? And that's something that's not okay. Like, it's the number three. It's the third best quarterback off the board. Okay, that's who you're going to be tied to. If you had the number one pick, yeah, okay, we're tied to Caleb Williams. You're tied to Caleb Williams. But you're coming in trying to change a lot of things, and here's the number three quarterback coming off the board. And if you don't win, you're going to not win with him. You're not going to get a chance at another quarterback. You just took a guy at number three. You came in with Drake May. You're not going to get a chance to draft another guy. You're not going to get a chance to go get somebody in free agency. It's not going to work. You will have some time, but if he doesn't win, you're going to be out and Drake May is going to be out. So basically, the Patriots and Gerard Mayo are okay with saying, my future is tied to him. Do you want to be tied to Drake May? I'd rather be tied to Caleb Williams. I'll be tied to Jaden Daniels. The other guys, not so much. Like, that's my line of demarcation after those top two is where the you know, they start to fall off a bit. But that's why I thought for sure, okay, the Patriots aren't going to do this. They're going to say, listen, we're going to wait. We're going to see what we need. We can always spend for a quarterback, find it next year, whatever it is. Let's trade out of here. We're starting over. We need a lot at a lot of different positions. Let's let somebody come up and take this pick from us because somebody's going to want this pick. And I know there were conversations, and again, I go back to my thing. If they really liked Drake May, there would have been no conversations, but there were. So I thought they're going to trade. Certainly, I would have said, what's the one team going to trade in the draft out of the first round? Who's going to trade out and someone goes up for a quarterback? I said, someone's coming up to three to get that pick from New England. They are not going to make that pick. I had more confidence that Arizona would stay at four, even though they really aren't going to take a quarterback, than the Patriots would stay at three, even though they need one. But sure enough, the Patriots got stuck, and they wound up taking that pick, and that's not at all what I thought they were going to do. And I don't know that that's what they should have done either, because, like I said, you want to sink your fate to somebody that you feel great about, and I don't know that that's the case here.
Yeah, I have to wonder, and you know, we've quoted it, and we have our fun with it, draft day, but the one thing that comes back to, you know, the sizzle, right? I forget the exact term that the Frank Langella character uses, but talking with Costner, you know, about, you know, making the splash. I think that's exactly it, right? Because they're at the water park and everything. And that, you know, you need to do that. Is that where Bob Kraft is, given all of the chaos of the last couple of years and all the, you know, stories told out of school, including a number that he decided to tell when he got in front of that documentary and everything else to kind of bash Bill Belichick? Is that part of it of, all right, well, we can put that behind because if we get a quarterback, he becomes the new face of the franchise and everybody turns the page. Is that it, going from a psychological standpoint of, hey, here's the new era and this guy's going to be the face of it? Because Elliot Wolf comes in and he actually has control, right? You're not fighting to wrest anything away from Bill Belichick, and you get to be chief decision maker in getting Kraft's approval and blessing on what you're planning to do with that pick. Did he have to make a splash there instead of trading back and doing what seemed the more prudent football move? And look, Drake may be great. Maybe all of the footwork and all those questions about putting the ball up for harm and everything else go out of the way. Because remember, once upon a time, he was the number one overall guy for people.
Yeah.
Right? We watched him on a bunch of Thursday nights and Friday nights. And it's like, well, there's something here.
Hey, I watch a lot of ACC football, so you don't have to. He was really good. Right? Like, he was really good. And it just so happens, obviously, Caleb Williams was a lot better. And then Jaden Daniels really rose. And it's not that Drake May fell, but it's more that, okay, guys elevated past him, and the players coming up behind him elevated close to him. Drake May was kind of like in no man's land for a while. Like, okay, here's someone we think is going to go really high in the draft, one of the top picks overall, and then we watched him kind of just stay there. He kind of was in stasis. And Caleb Williams, surefire number one. Jaden Daniels rockets up to number two, and then suddenly here comes McCarthy, and here comes Penix and Bo Nix, and they're all flying up the board. It's, wow, these guys are up there too, and they're not far behind him. May was kind of just like standing there. Like, he's a guy at a party, like, you know, standing between two groups of people that he wants. Do I hang out with those people? Do I hang out with those people? I don't know what I do. And I look at the Patriots and I say to myself, man, they got a guy that I just don't know. That I just don't know. And I just don't know how confident they are with picking him. And it shows. And it shows. And this is where being in charge of a program for the first time, you want to be able to make big decisions that you think you can handle. And handling culture, handling change, input on play, yeah, all that is there. But now suddenly, okay, now we're going to go and we're going to give you your draft that's going to define you as a coach. Well, how about we have a draft that gets us a lot of help, gives us a lot of numbers, because we need picks, right? We need players. We need numbers. We need people to come out of the draft and say the Patriots got the most players in the draft and they got the most players in the top three rounds, right? Because you want starters. You want somebody who's going to be able to solidify your team. That's how the Patriots needed to come out of this draft. And instead, it's a quarterback that you're at best, you're crossing your fingers saying, I hope he's good. I mean, he's not the other two guys. Hopefully he's better than the other guys that got drafted behind him, but maybe not. I don't know. No one wanted to trade with us. We were open to trading it, and we took him anyway. And yeah, I'm kind of stuck. You know, it's like buying something off the clearance rack and not liking it, and then trying to bring it back and think, oh, I'm sorry, sir, all sales are final. Wait, what? Yeah, you're just kind of stuck. But I didn't see that sign. No, it says all sales are final. But the shirt's got a hole in the back of it. I'm sorry, sir, you bought it. All sales are final. Oh, I did not see that coming, because you know that's happened to me plenty of times in the past. That's what it's like with the Patriots and Drake May.
That's it. You've got to go make the best of it. We'll see what they can do in terms of post-draft and, well, day three activity first. But it's a strange place to be, right? That those years after such a level of dominance that you're trying to find your direction, and the fact that Bill Belichick is no longer there really upsets the apple cart in many ways, not just the coach, but the guy who picked all his own groceries. It's like, so what do we do now? Freedom can be a dangerous thing, man.
Yeah. Hope and freedom. They're all dangerous
things.
Shawshank is telling us, man. They're all dangerous things.
Yeah, as much as you want to talk about positivity, I mean, look at what freedom did for old Brooks. Not so much, huh?
Aw, why are you going to... See, again, you could have just let it go, but no, let me bring up the guy who died. Why did you have to do that? Could have just said, we'd let everybody get hoping to... No. I want to bring up the guy who died. I mean, how many times do I have to...
Specificity. He fed the bird. He's a good man. He's been a good dog. Yeah.
I could see you being that guy. I could see you coming in one night doing the show and I'm like, what's going on? Oh, it's my bird in my pocket. I could see you being that guy. And yeah, look, I got a little bit of fat sows. I'm going to feed the bird fat sows. Oh, the bird fat sows.
And then eventually I'm Peter Griffin. Get out of my beard, you squawking.
I can see you doing that. Why are you wearing that heavy jacket, Harm? It's really warm in the studio. No, look, I got my bird in here. Look, it's my bird right here.
I am Catman. Look at it.
It's Butkus, my bird, right here. Look at Butkus. I painted his feathers orange and blue.
I may not steal from Rocky if I ever get another dog down the line.
Harm, I don't think you can paint a bird's feather. No, I did it. It's fine. The bird's fine. Trust me. I use spray paint.
It said non-toxic.
Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that's implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Well, straight ahead, we have more from the NBA, and believe it or not, yes, a silver lining for Michael Penix Jr., the most controversial draft pick so far in the NFL draft. That's next. Jason and Mike, Fox. Well, you put it off long enough. Time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. You're not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask?
Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sort. High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Now I want to go watch season one of Stranger Things. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Did you see the big news about season five?
Yeah, it's going to be in 2036. It's going to be awesome.
But it ties back to our conversation we just had. Frank Darabont is coming out of retirement to direct a couple of episodes.
Yeah.
How about
that? It's
going
to be great. Steve's going to be going to college when he's 42 years old. It's going to be fantastic. Right.
Yeah, because one of those dudes just turned 32 or 33.
Yeah.
Frank Darabont was the Shawshank Redemption guy, by the way, for folks not making that.
Yeah, and then he did some Walking Dead early on, too.
There you go.
Couple seasons of Walking Dead. The Walking Dead was phenomenal. And then it just turned into a show where AMC said, we don't really want to advance the plot at all because we want this show to run for 30 years.
Bleed.
So there's going to be nothing happening for the next
17
seasons.
That is a slow
bleed. Oh, man.
It's like getting shot, like when you're in Reservoir Dogs. You know, it's real painful and you're going to bleed for a long time.
Spoiler. It takes days to die from a belly wound. Days!
Same thing. Walking Dead.
Okay,
we are going to bleed this thing like you've been shot in the belly.
Day two of the NFL draft in the books. And I love, on days like this, second day of the draft, when teams draft for need, because you have to, right? Best player, I get it in the first round, I understand. And you can't really do that in the second round because the talent's a lot closer. But I look at teams and go, okay, let's address a need here. And teams that do, I love. I love what the Bills did. I love what the Chargers did. I love what the Jets did. I like what the Patriots did. You sensing a theme? They all took wide receivers because they all needed receivers. And it was kicked off by the Bills, who took Keon Coleman out of Florida State, who was a phenomenal wide receiver. Watching him play last year, again, I watch ACC football, so you don't have to. He is terrific. He is the full package. He is going to be a great, great addition to Buffalo. But he's already got a little bit of good thinking from me, even though he's going to be a division rival, because on TikTok,
This went up right before the draft today, what Keon Coleman's pregame McDonald's order is.
There you go.
So he goes on TikTok and he says, listen, if we have a game at like 4 o'clock or something, obviously not early because, you know, he's not buying his 9 o'clock anymore, but if we have a game at 4 o'clock, he gets two big and spicy chickens with cheese, right? It's already with cheese.
Gotta add cheese. Yeah. He's already your guy.
I'm doing the Caitlin Clark Hart thing right now because he's my guy. Two hot and spicy with cheese.
Extra mayo. Again, okay, my guy.
Dude, you sure he's not, like, related to you?
He might be. We might be having the best time going to McDonald's.
Anytime we order food and I punch in the order, make sure there's extra cheese.
And mayo.
And a giant glop of mayo either there or a giant package on the side.
Well, do you want that on anything? No, I just want cheese and mayo. I'm gonna roll up the mayo. I'm gonna sprinkle the mayo in the middle of the cheese and roll it up like Homer Simpson and just eat it that way. So, Keon Coleman. So, two hot and spicy with cheese. Extra mayo. Also, fries, an Oreo McFlurry, and a 10-piece chicken McNuggets.
Nice.
That's his pregame order. That's how, number one, the guy likes chicken. I mean, two chicken sandwiches and a 10-piece chicken
McNuggets. And some
nuggets. I love doing, I'm still doing the heart thing because I can eat chicken every day. I love chicken. That sounds so great. I'm going to try to do that next time I go to McDonald's, see if I can eat everything. I want to see if I can eat it all. Two
and then you got to tag him when you do it. Hey, Keon, check it out. I hate the Bills, but you're like my guy.
Listen, I hope you drop a lot of passes and get drilled going across the middle. But, hey, McDonald's, man, you and I are like this. You and I are like this. I mean, that is some kind of order, man. I don't know, in my biggest heyday when I was younger, could I do that much? I guess I could do that much McDonald's and more. I mean, now I don't know that I can. But back then, I think I could have done something close to that. The McFlurry's going to be tough. Like, I could do the chicken sandwiches and the fries. Like, I could do that. That's pretty cool. I could do that. But then to add a McFlurry and 10 McNuggets, like that, I think that might be where it gets a little too much for me. That might be tough.
Well, you know what? Challenge next week when we get into the studio.
Whew, man. I'll try.
And then
I'll
we
try.
Wait and see what you look like come hour three. He's kind of swirling in his chair. Yeah, just go and blow in the general direction. He'll fall down.
You know, there was one game.
Look at the champs. He's on the ropes.
He's going down. He's going down. Buster Douglas has knocked out Mike Tyson. He's knocked out Mike Tyson. I used to play hockey a lot when I was younger. And I remember I was like 24 or 25. And we had a game at like 2:30 in the afternoon. And, you know, because my whole life I've worked nights, so I get up late and everything else. And I get up around like 11, 12 o'clock, and I go, okay, I'm just going to eat after the game. And I was just so hungry. By the time it got to like 1:30, I'm like, I'm just ravenous. I can't. I got to have something. I can't do it. I can't play. So I go, and at 1:30, I get a foot-long steak and cheese sub from Subway, and I get a drink, and I get a couple of cookies. And I'm like, I'll be fine. I'm 25. What's going to happen to me? I'm going to be fine. I have the steak and cheese sandwich, and I drink Diet Coke, of course, and the chocolate chip cookies. And in the middle of the first period, I said, oh, I don't feel good. And I told a couple, I said, okay, take my shift. I don't feel good. They're like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I'm not going to tell you. I go, I don't know what it is. And I laid down on the bench and I'm like, am I going to go to the bathroom? What am I going to do? How am I going to get past this? I got to get back out there. And meanwhile, you know, people would come watch the games and there you are. Are you okay, Jason? Are you okay? And I'm just giving the thumbs up. I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. And then I said, okay, I got to go to the bathroom. So I went to go to the bathroom. I missed like the next 7 minutes of game. I came back like middle of the second period. Then I was fine, right? Because I went to the bathroom. I'm fine. I go out and I play. And after the game, I'm like, what happened? And I go, and I just had to say, I don't know, man. I haven't been feeling good. And I was lightheaded and all this. And I got, oh, you're okay. We'll give you a ride home. Do you need anything here? And even one of the moms comes up and says, because I was 25, so I'm playing with kids. Parents would come to the games. One of the moms comes up and says, here, I had a Pedialyte in the car.
Nice.
This will help you. And I'm like, hey, great, thanks. Now I got to drink a Pedialyte because because nice. I couldn't tell everybody I had a steak and cheese sub too close to the game. Like, I couldn't do that. I didn't want to do it. I'm telling the story now for the first 25 years later. I can tell that story. But she comes out, and I felt so bad because she was so earnest with, she ran to the car to get a Pedialyte to bring back for me. And I'm going, oh, wow. I didn't realize I could never tell the story because I was a captain. I'm like, I can't tell them this story. I'm the captain. I can't do this. So I'm just like, thank you. This will really help. I'm drinking it going, oh, I'm going to get sick again. I'm just going to not feel good. This is awful. It was terrible. So I don't know how Keon Cole, obviously the guy's bigger and better shape than I was 25, but man, that's some kind of order right there.
No, that's impressive. You know, and certainly, again, we'll see if we can replicate that in some way, shape, or form next week and get it on videotape.
The Keon Coleman Challenge. I mean, the hot and spicy with cheese.
Two of them.
Extra mayo, sure. I'll do the medium fry. I'm telling you, man, the nuggets is what's going to kill. The nuggets is what's going to be hard. The nuggets is going to be it's going to be like the end of Cool Hand Luke when he's
there.
When he's just, they're just shoving the eggs down his throat, and I'm just sitting there going, "This is bad. This is bad. It's not going to be good. This is not going to be good."
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah,
but we can look at—he's turning green.
Yeah. Oh man, here,
I'll take the physical challenge.
Have some more. The physical challenge is 10 more chicken McNuggets. Hey, great. Thank you very much. We got more coming up in 90 seconds, but first, Special Delivery Steve DeSager, who once ate 20 Chicken McNuggets in one swallow. He has what's trending in the wide world of sports.
Wow, that would kind of defeat the purpose of enjoying the food, would it not?
You were like Blue Man Group when they do the thing with the marshmallows. Oh, you just put all those McNuggets in and just ate them.
Marshmallows, not exactly food, but okay, I'll go with you on this one. We got 3 minutes to go in the third quarter at Phoenix. Minnesota trying to go up 3-0 in their first round NBA playoff series. Timberwolves, 3 seed in the West, leading the Suns 86-68. Four of the starters are in double figures, scoring Karl Anthony Towns with 17 points, 10 rebounds, and just one turnover. Dallas up 2-1 after a home win against the Clippers tonight, 101-90. Luka Doncic, 22 points on 7 of 25 shooting from the floor. At Indiana to start the day, Pacers led by 19 late first quarter, had to go overtime, but did beat Milwaukee in OT, 121-118. Tyrese Halliburton, a last-second three-point play. He had 16 assists. The Nets are hiring Juwan Howard as an assistant coach. In college hoops, Lamont Butler transferred from San Diego State to Kentucky, and center Hunter Dickinson is staying at Kansas, trying to improve the draft stock there as well. NHL playoffs, number one New York Rangers win again, 3-1 at Washington. Rangers up 3-0. Vancouver, 2-1 leaders in a first round series after a 2-1 victory at Nashville, even though Vancouver got outshot 30-12 in the two late games in the NHL playoffs. About 4 minutes to go, Colorado has come back for a 5-2 lead over the Jets, ready to take a 2-1 lead. And it looks like Edmonton's going to go up 2-1. They lead 4-1 at LA at the end of two periods. The NFL gave players the option to wear Guardian caps over the helmets during games, not just practice. Last night's first round of the draft drew a combined 12 million TV viewers. Rounds 2 and 3 were tonight. The rest is Saturday. No quarterbacks taken tonight. Plenty of wide receivers, though, led by Keon Coleman of Florida State to the Buffalo Bills. And then early second round, the Chargers traded up to get Georgia wide receiver Ladd McConkey, the first running back taken from Texas, Jonathan Brooks, in the second round to Carolina. To Major League Baseball, we've got just one game still going. It's scoreless, bottom of the ninth at San Francisco, the Giants and the Pirates. Philadelphia is now 17-10 after a win at San Diego, 9-3. The loss to Joe Musgrove, who allowed 4 homers and was out in the fourth inning. Seattle got a grand slam from Mitch Haniger and beat Arizona 6-1. And Minnesota has won its 5th straight game, 5-3 at the Angels. As for Milwaukee, a win in 11 innings against the Yankees, 7-6. Texas edged Cincinnati 2-1 on a solo homer bottom of the eighth for Marcus Semien. The Reds' offense went 3-for-30, but Ellie De La Cruz did steal home in this game. He had 2 more stolen bases, 17 on the season already for him. The White Sox, in front of 10,000 fans, won They beat Tampa Bay 9-4, ending a 7-game losing streak. And the winning pitcher, Chris Flexen, had been 0-3, ERA close to 6.5, but he threw 5 scoreless innings tonight. Randy Arozarena of the Rays, 0-3 with 2 walks. He's batting 153. Cubs and Braves each won again. Dodgers won their 5th straight. Oakland with a 10-inning win at Baltimore 3-2 as the O's were sweating closer Craig Kimbrell. He gave up the tying run in the 9th. In fact, he allowed 3 walks and 2 doubles. The Orioles today sent first-rounder Jackson Holliday back to AAA. He went 2-for-36 with 18 strikeouts in the majors. Marlins starting pitcher Jesus Luzardo was scratched from a start tonight and placed on the injured list with elbow tightness. Washington won at Miami 3-1. And by the way, Houston, which has lost 5 straight, off tonight they'll play in Mexico City Saturday and Sunday against the Rockies. Back to you.
Thank you very much, Steve. You know, just really quick, because now I can figure it and I can do the math pretty well. The White Sox winning tonight, they are 4-22 now. And 22. They are now set or on pace to win their 10th game of the season in game number 65. The math works out very evenly on this. The ratio is 1-5.5. They are set to start the season 10-55.
Yay.
Which then is on pace for being 20-110. I mean, can you imagine being 20? This is like Cleveland Spiders 1898 were disbanding. On pace to start out 20-110.
Yeah, on the positive, I mean, if you round up, they can get to 30 wins at this pace.
Yeah, 30 is good. I mean, you said the over-under of 61 was a little bit too high.
It was 61.5 to start the season. I said that was too high.
Yeah, no, it's
people in Chicago were not happy with me. I mean, just watch.
No. You cannot be happy with me, but it doesn't mean it's not going to happen.
I mean, the A's were 57.5, and they actually look motivated.
They're going to leave the White Sox in the dust. The thing, you could catch the Astros, man. Just think about that. The Astros stink. The Astros. If I said to you before the season, hey, guess what, man? Sitting in near the end of April, the NFL draft, you're only going to be like 3 games back of the Astros. You would have signed up for that in a second. You said, oh, yeah, Hunter, yeah, give me that. We're going to be great. Oh, no, wait, no, they're really bad. We're just even worse. Okay, great. Terrific. Thanks.
10,000 was a very generous estimate by my viewing of it a little bit earlier. So,
Well,
you were even joking on the telecast. Hey, you could have your own section tonight.
Or it's like, you know, we're just counting all the season ticket holders. You know, we make sure we do that.
No, that's true.
And then we go from there.
Kind of shows you how sad that season ticket base is right now. Either way, I'm still going to get my hockey sweater, damn it.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
That's the next giveaway.
Been a long time since 2005, buddy.
It's going to be a lot longer.
20 years next year, buddy. 20 years.
Well, he wants a new stadium now, don't you know?
Yeah. No. Hey, just do it just like the Bears do it, because it worked out so good when they did it. Just do it with the Bears.
Last Sunday morning when they passed the hat, it was still nearly empty back where I sat.
Exit out by the Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Hey, if you miss any of our show tonight, you can download the Best Of podcast right after the show is over on iTunes. You can use the iHeartRadio app. Wherever you listen to podcasts, you can get it. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Download, rate us, subscribe. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. Again, wherever you get your podcasts from, iTunes, iHeartRadio app, Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Goes up about 10 minutes after we get done here tonight. We'll love you forever and ever and ever. Thank you so much for your support. We love putting out this content that we do for you every single night. Well, coming up next, how about this? A silver lining on the worst draft pick of the last 24 hours in the NFL draft. What? Yes.
Is it the one Jerry Jones didn't make?
I fell asleep. And when Steven woke me up, that we had already taken that guy. So I had to cross guys off my list. I couldn't get him. That's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com.
The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios, where a big night in the NBA, and I can't get over how fast I went from, man, I really like the Suns. I think the Suns can really start doing some damage here to the playoffs, before I said, now you know what, they're going to get swept.
Like, yeah, it escalated quickly, didn't it?
Brianna, who works for us, she's an editor and a producer, and she's the biggest Suns fan in the world. And you know, and I said to her after game one, she said, how do you feel? And I said, because you were feeling good. You talked about them, and you said you thought you liked them coming into the playoffs. I said, I did. I said, but now I don't, and I think you're getting swept. She said, what? I was like, no, I think you're getting swept. And that looks like that's what's going to happen, because with the fourth quarter just underway, Minnesota up 2-0 in this series, leads Phoenix 97-73.
Yeah.
Four Timberwolves starters are in double figures. Rudy Gobert's got 16 and 12. It's just a big night from everybody. Edwards has 20. And for the Suns, it's just going to be another playoff where you go, what else do you need? You had Booker, you had Beal, you had Kevin Durant. What, you know, you won 49 games. This is where your team should be, when you should be making a lot of noise, and it's going to wind up being a sweep in the first round.
Going to end up drifting into late night Friday movie mode here in a moment with this 24-point burial. Speaking of Brianna, here it is, Twitter. 6 days ago, the Suns are getting swept. I have zero faith in this team. This is embarrassing, shameful, and just all around a disaster. 5 minutes ago, I don't remember the last time I felt this disgusted, baffled, and just angry by one of my favorite teams. Mm.
Yeah, that's what's happening to the Suns. That's
embarrassed. Three games in a row.
Yep.
Just an absolute disaster, getting owned all over the court. And they're showing the Phoenix Suns fans, dad wearing the orange wig, the kid looking like he's on a horrible sugar coma, and just staring blankly at the court.
Oh, man. Well, pretty soon that's going to wind up being the Bucks, but we'll get to that coming up in a few minutes. Look, I have a silver lining for Michael Penix Jr. All right, now this is for him individually, not for, because it was still an awful pick. We told you last night, it was a terrible pick. There's no way you can defend, hey, we signed Kirk Cousins, gave him all this money, we're in a win-now mode, and we're drafting a guy that, if things go as we planned out, he's not going to play until all these guys are fired and there's different players on the team or on different teams. So the move was just terrible. But for him, here's the silver lining, right? I'm not the biggest Michael Penix Jr. fan. The two big things going against him, his medicals, because he gets hurt a lot. He's got some bad knees.
Yeah, okay. You know, I'm not that concerned about the Mets. They are a concern. I'm more concerned the fact that when he's under pressure, he just turns into a different quarterback. Everything was perfect for him all season long. Washington was loaded. Watching him go up and down the field was like a video game because he had all kinds of time. He had a clean pocket on every play. And then you get to the national title game, and Michigan pressures him, and he was a different guy, throwing the ball all over the place, and he was scattershot. Unfortunately, this is what happens in the NFL 65% of the time. You wind up getting under pressure and have to make a play. So, no, I'm not the biggest Michael Penix fan, but the silver lining here, just for him specifically, is that those two things now, if it goes how the Falcons want it, right, he's going to get to sit for a while and learn because he's going to need that. He's going to need that, okay, what do I need to do? I want to get used to the NFL game. I don't want to get thrown in when I can't make plays because I'm not used to doing things without pressure. I'm going to get to sit and watch the speed of the NFL because he is a guy that will benefit from sitting and watching, right? He's had a big, long career, transferred schools. He's someone that can sit and learn a lot. Plus, if he's not playing, he's going to get on an NFL strength training program, and maybe he puts those injuries behind him. He doesn't play for a year, doesn't have to put his body through wear and tear. He regains his health, and he gains a lot of strength in the process. So when he does get out there, he's not going to get hurt as much. When he finally does get his chance, again, this is if things go according to plan, he should be in the best position possible for him to succeed. Time to look and get used to the game, and then time to get healthy and stronger so the medicals aren't a thing for him. Personally, this is a great fit. For the Falcons, horrendous pick. Doesn't make sense. But for him personally, being in that situation, it's great.
Yeah, all the arguments, we laid them out last night. Go find the post-draft show, the podcast, wherever you get your audio. Download it. Give it 5 stars. We'll love you forever. And Jason will do the Keon Coleman McDonald's challenge in your honor. But you know, it all laid out, right? The insurance, if Cousins isn't right, whatever, that's all fine and good. You still have a team that's ready to win now. But, you know, to your point, yeah, you could find, you know, some positives to say about it, right? And in theory, he doesn't see the field. He gets to learn. That seems to have worked over 30 years with the Packers, which is what they kind of owed to. You still had to explain to the owner who decided he was all in. What is he, 81, 82, right? He and Jerry Jones are about the same age, right? So It's the, all right, I didn't get Lamar Jackson, and it was a bad move, so we spent all this money for Kirk, and you're going to do what? Instead of getting me a speed guy off the edge, you're not going to bring in one of these guys, you know, that's still on the board because no defensive players have gone. Sure, all of that, and we have these offensive weapons. Bijan Robinson didn't get to have much of a workload in many games last year, much to the chagrin of the fantasy owners that grabbed him in the first round. All of that stuff. Yeah, Penix gets to sit and learn from Kirk Cousins, who's seen and done it all at this point. And in theory, sure, when his time comes to play, he'll be ready to go. That's how you convince yourself that this is the right move. And in Atlanta, that's really all you got. You're clinging to the hope that when it is eventually the time that it's right, in the interim, you're going to be sitting with and watching every play made by a guy that could have been drafted in that spot and being like, I really hope he fails. This guy needs to fail. Like, you're hate watching on draft picks that went somewhere else because they picked Penix.
Yeah. I mean, look, like I said, for him individually, this is what he needed to do. Is it the right team to do it on? No, because now he's in tons of controversy, and there's all kinds of stuff that's going to happen that he shouldn't have to deal with. This should be a team where, hey, I can do it and stay out of the limelight, kind of like Jordan Love, but instead, nope, we're going to drop you right in it because we don't know what we're doing in Atlanta. Bill Belichick wouldn't have done that, that's for sure.
He would have traded the pick down 4 times. I really wanted him
exit
on the
out
Raiders,
out of Fresca, exit Swollen Dome. We have more from the NBA playoffs and a big take on a big quarterback. That's coming up next. Jason and Mike Fox.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo!
Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.